Today we're looking at God speaks to His people through the church. Now we have seen that God speaks to His people today, and when He speaks to them, He invites us to join Him in what He's doing around us. And as we join Him, He works through us to accomplish His will and His purposes. And when He does that, we grow in our personal relationship with Him. It's nothing like being involved with God on a mission. And God uses you in a tremendous way to accomplish His will, and in doing so, you sense His closeness. The entire process hinges on us hearing what God is saying. How can we join God if we don't know what He's saying? We got to hear Him. And we've been looking the last few weeks at how God speaks to His people. We saw, first of all, that God speaks to His people through the Bible. Then we saw that God speaks to His people through prayer. And last week you saw God speaks to His people through circumstances. And today, we're going to see that God speaks to His people through the church. You see, no one person has all the truth. As much as we might like to think we have all of the truth, no one person has all the truth. God shares aspects of the truth with individuals, and as those individuals come together and share what God is showing them, then the whole truth comes together. It's like we all have parts of the puzzle, but we all got to come together to see what the total picture is. We need each other to understand what God is saying. Now, Paul talks about our interdependence on one another in our passage today. Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In this passage, Paul is likening the church to the human body. And I think you can bring this down to the local church, to Westside. He's likening Westside to the human body with its many parts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 14. And I'm going to ask you to stand in respect for the Word of God, and let me read for you. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot says, because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. If the ear says, because I'm not an eye, I'm not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as He desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. You may be seated. May God bless the reading and the hearing and, most of all, the obeying of His Word. Now, Paul is saying that our body is made up of various parts. Our hands, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, etc. And all of our parts are important if we're going to function properly. Now, you understand that. You cannot function properly if your kidneys aren't working properly. You cannot function properly if your hands are not working properly. And so all of us, all of our parts need to be working properly in order for us to function as God would have us to do. Now Paul says this is true for the church as well. That each of us at Westside must be functioning as God has designed us to function, if we as a church are going to be properly functioning in God's kingdom. Now you may be an eye at Westside. You may be a foot. You may be an ear. You may be a kidney. You may be a liver. I don't know. But I know this, that if you're not functioning and doing your part, it's hurting the whole body of Westside. It's hurting the whole church. It's not just affecting you. if you're not fulfilling God's purpose for you in this church. But it's hurting everybody. It's hurting the whole church. And Paul says God places members within the body as He desired. When God created the human body, He put a liver in it. He put a couple of kidneys in it. He put lungs. He put a heart. He put a couple of eyes, ears. He put all these things together as He desired so the human body would function. The same thing is true of Westside. When God brought Westside, He placed within Westside, and He is placing within Westside, the parts, the members, that He wants to be here. And that means that since God has placed you here at Westside, He's got a purpose for you. There is a function He has for you as a member of this body. Now, if you're not fulfilling that function, what are you doing? You're affecting the whole body. You're affecting Westside. Now, the same thing can be said of God's truth for us as a church. What's God's direction for us? What's God's truth for us? Paul says in verse 17, if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? You see, we need all of our body parts to get the whole truth about things in this world. Now look at the picture of the fireplace. Now, if you only had your eyes, you would not know the whole truth about this fire going in this fireplace. You would know a part of the truth. You would know that fire gave off light. You would know that there was movement in the flames. But that's all you'd know. Now, if you add your ears to the process, you gain a little more truth about the fire. Now you realize that it makes some noise. There's some crackling that goes on. But still, you don't have the whole truth about the fire. You just have aspects of the truth. Well, then if you add your skin, you get close enough to the fire, you begin to tell, hey, this puts off heat. Not only does it give off light, not only does it crackle, but it gives off heat. So now you're knowing a little more about the truth of the fire. And then if you add your nose to the equation, and you can realize this fire smells. This hickory wood, it smells like hickory. Mesquite, it smells like mesquite. And so you have to have all of these body parts working in order for you to understand the whole truth about that fire. Right? Any one part is missing, you only have partial truth about the fire. You only know certain aspects about it. You don't know the whole truth about it. I believe the same thing is true about truth in the church. That God shows aspects of His truth to individuals within the local body. And unless those individuals are sharing that truth, then we're missing out on some of the aspects of it. Since no one person has all the truth, just like no one sense or body part of yours can have all the awareness of what's going on around you, so we need individual members of this body to share what God is saying to them in order for us to come together and understand what the truth is. I think Paul, when he says, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, is a truth confirmed. And actually, he's quoting from the Old Testament there. From the mouth of two or three witnesses is a truth confirmed. What is that saying? That's saying that God shows the truth to more than one person. And as He shows that truth to two or three people at least, and they concur on that truth, by the mouth they speak, yes, that's what I believe God is saying as well, then that truth is confirmed. And so when you talk about God speaking through the church, we're talking about God speaking through the individual members of the church, aspects of the truth, of what he wants for West Side, and then as we put that together, we can see the whole picture. Now, what's God saying to West Side in 2008? That's the question before us today. Now, in 2006, we had Focus 206, which was advancing the kingdom of God in our community. Last year, 2007, our theme was doing everything with excellence for the glory of God. We believe that God wanted us to bring everything up several levels to a point of excellence to His glory. He deserves nothing less than the best. Well, what is God's desire for us as a church in 2008? How can we find out? We can find out as each one of us, members of the body, seeks God and ask Him, Lord, show me, what is Your direction, Your will for West Side in 2008? Give me a verse or give me a truth that I might understand an aspect of what You're doing. And then as we share that together, as we bring what God is saying to individuals together, we can determine what God is saying to us as a church, right? Now, I want to share with you what God has said to me about West Side. The verse He's given me for West Side in 2008. It's found over in Jeremiah 29:11. He says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity. To give you a future and a hope." Now, when God spoke those words to the exiles, they were in a foreign land, separated from their homeland, under the ruling of a foreign king. So the situation was not a good situation. They were going through hardships and difficulties. And yet, God says to them, "But what I want you to know is, you may be going through a hard time right now. You may be going through adversity and difficulties right now. You may be experiencing trials right now. But my plans for you are not for you to stay here and go through this. My plans for you are not for calamity, but for a future and a hope." Now, that is what I believe God is saying to me about West Side for 2008. But I want you to seek God and ask Him to speak to you about His will for West Side in 2008. And when you sense God is speaking to you and giving you a truth, I want you to tell me that. I want you to either come up in person and tell me. I want you to call me and tell me. I want you to send me an email. In fact, my email address is up on the screen. AT@ATStewart.com. Send me an email. That's probably the best way because it's written down. If you tell me in person, it'd be great to have it written down so my memory won't be the test of if I get it right. But I want you to share with me what you believe God's saying to you, and then the deacons and I are going to take all of this information that what we have heard from you about what God is saying, and then we're going to seek to find out what God's direction for West Side in 2008 is. Okay, so you see the process? You seek the Lord. You ask Him to give you His direction for the church. You stay with Him when He gives it to you. You communicate that to me, either one of these ways. Then when we have assimilated in a month or so the information, we'll bring it together. Deacons, I'll look at it. We'll pray over it. We'll seek what God's direction for us as a church is. All right? Every individual member of the body must be functioning if the body is going to be healthy and whole. That means each of us needs to be seeking the Lord. Not just the deacons, not just the staff, but every one of us. You're important. Part of what God's doing. All right? So, let's seek God and see what He tells us. Let's spend the next 4 weeks seeking the Lord, And then you communicate with me as He communicates with you. I also believe God has given me a song for our church that should be our theme song for 2008. Now this theme song, this song is a prayer. And as I look at the words of this song, I believe every one of us in here can in some part of this prayer find a part that we need to pray. A part that speaks to us. The prayer is called, "Let the Praises Ring." I want you to look at the words. O Lord my God, in You my trust. You having trouble believing God? You have a crisis situation in your life you're having difficulties with? You need to trust God? This part of the prayer is yours. And You, Lord, I put my trust. Oh, Lord, my God, in You I put my hope. You feel like you're facing a hopeless situation? There's just no possible turnaround. There's no solution. And that part of the prayer is yours. Oh, Lord, I make You my hope. I put my trust in You. And then the chorus. In You I find my peace. You need peace? You got a lot of turmoil and upheaval in your life? And that part of the prayer is yours to claim, Lord. In You I find peace. In you I find strength. You're tired, you're weary, you're worn out. You need strength. That part of the prayer is yours. In You I live and move and breathe. God's everything. He's your all. That everything I say and do be founded by my faith in You. Paul says, what is not of faith is sin. That everything I do be based on my faith in You, God. Everything I say. You need more faith? That's your prayer. I lift up my holy hands and sing, let the praises ring. O Lord, my God, to You I give my hands. O Lord, my God, to You I give my feet. O Lord, my God, to You I give my everything. O Lord, my God, to You I give my life. What's that? That's surrender to the Lordship of Jesus is what that is. Now, I don't know about you, but I need to be praying that every day. To You I give my everything. Now, we're going to be celebrating the Lord's Supper this morning. You get that? Lord's Supper? Scripture says Jesus both died and rose again that He might be Lord of both the living and the dead. My hands I give You, my feet I give to You, my everything I give to You. As we celebrate the Lord's table this morning, I want you to be thinking about the Lordship of Christ. About His death, about His broken body, about His shed blood, and how He died and rose again that He might be Lord. No better way to begin the new year than a fresh surrender and recognition of Jesus as Lord.